Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. Good to have you all with us. We are about to talk to Hassan Giordano. During the course of this hour, we're going to be taking a look at that pipeline that they want to build from Alaska, from Canada to New Orleans, and the gigantic spill that happened in Arkansas. That's going to be coming up. And then a little sports, NCAA, men and women's. And, of course, the Orioles, as some people like to say, had their first game of the season, and we'll talk about that as well. But first, one of our favorite correspondents and guests on the show, Hassan Giordano, is joining us here. Hassan, of course, is a columnist for the Baltimore Examiner, and a political, what do I call him? Not roustabout, it's the wrong word, but he's a political commentator and analyst in the city who covers local politics deeply, but is here to talk about something else this hour, not politics.
Yeah, something that's as passionate to me as politics.
What is it?
And that's young people and empowering in young people's lives.
So what is this campaign that you launched?
It's the We Are the Dream campaign.
We Are the Dream.
Right. It's a concept that Dr. Philly from Johns Hopkins came to me and said, look, you guys used to have the youth empowerment movement back years when I was young, back then. Me and Faraji Muhammad from EAA, and Reverend Heber Brown and others. And so he said, you know, we're lacking that these days. What do you think about, you know, bring some of these young leaders together and doing something to change that conversation and the dialogue that people seem to have about how young people aren't doing this and aren't doing that. And so what we did was we sat down with a dinner with some of the great young leaders from around the city, came up with some strategies and some concepts to change, not only change that conversation, but to empower the lives of not only young people in the city, but the adults and the parents who want to get their children involved in positive things, but most of them just really don't know where to go to and where to look. And so that's where the concept, the We Are the Dream concept, came out of. We surrounded it around Dr. King and his dream 50 years ago on the steps of Washington, D.C. But this Thursday is the 45th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination. And so the young people said, you know what, we want to take a negative and turn into a positive. We want people to know that we are the dream, that we are living what Dr. King dreamed of 50 years ago today, and realize, let people know that, number one, Dr. King was young when he led the civil rights movement, when he was assassinated.
Right.
A lot of people have it in their head like he was 40, 50, 60 years old. He wasn't.
He was 39 when he died.
Right. And so, you know, these young leaders that are from various youth organizations, the Youth Commission, Algebra Project, Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, Youth as Resources, the list goes on and on and on. And what we did was bring all of them together as the Youth Collaborative to empower each other. When they're doing things, everybody will support who's doing what. But also to kind of bring a message together, a cohesive message about young leaders doing great things.
So, but what form does this take? I mean, so you have this campaign. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do? I mean, literally, what do you do?
Right. Well, the first part of the campaign is the media tour that we're doing now. And we want to appreciate, Mark, for you and the EAA family who've been very gracious in letting us come on the airwaves to discuss it, exactly taking that first step. So this first week, we're highlighting what young people are already doing. Then Thursday, what we're doing is we're taking Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, as I like to say, from Baltimore to D.C. We're going to take them to Dr. King's monument on the day that he was assassinated in the morning time. And again, that's free transportation, free food for anybody who wants to experience that. Get out of of Baltimore for that day and experience Dr. King's monument in D.C. And then that night, the Youth Commission will be awarding 17 different youth organizations, young leaders from around the city, with the mayor and the city council president, Jack Young, and some of the council members down at City Hall. And then afterwards, we'll be having a VIP reception for young leaders only. And in that reception, we will then come up with and formulate a plan moving forward to take over the city. Now, the Youth Commission has already developed a 3-year strategy to fight crime and violence in the city of Baltimore from their take, that they will be submitting to the city council on behalf of the Youth Commission. But we want to take it a step further. We're going to build a website, wearethedream.info, so people like yourself and other parents who want to get their young people involved in these programs have a hubbub to go to and say, okay, I know I can plug my child in with, you know, the Youth Commission or the Algebra Project. But we, like you said, going forward, what is next? And that's up to the young leaders to decide what they want to do with this campaign.
Because one of the things that when you describe this is that the groups as you described are kind of socially and politically, if I may say, all over the map.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not following like one ideological trend. So that's interesting that you kind of have this broad spectrum of.
Well, and you need that. I mean, when you do the wash cycle, you need the agitation just as much as you need the rinse cycle, and, you know, or your clothes won't be actually clean. So you're right. You have the algebra project.
Where are you on that cycle, Hassan?
Already know where I'm at.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But the leaders of A Beautiful Struggle in the Algebra Project, obviously, they're dear to my heart. They're the ones that are raising the heck, so to speak. They're out there pointing the fingers and getting things done, stopping the youth jail here in the city of Baltimore. The Safe and Sounds, the leaders of youth commissions, youth as resources, they provide services as well. Even though they might not be as radical as the other groups, they are in and of themselves just as important. And so, again, some young people and some parents might not want their children involved in organizations that they're out there protesting and rallying and holding demonstrations and stopping traffic like the Algebra Project has done. They might want them more in the governmental role of the youth commission or the youth as resources, giving out grants to young people. But that's fine. That's what we want. We want to be able to say you have a variety of avenues that you can, you know, be a part of. But in the same sense, is we're all young, progressive, and trying to make a change in this world. And so one organization and one mindset is not going to get that done. We have to be able to support each other on that wide spectrum. So, you know, we may not agree on everything. Nobody does. But at the end of the day, we agree on one goal and principle, and that is empowering young people here in the city of Baltimore and empowering this city. We want to see the mayor's plan of 10,000 families. We want to see 10,000 young people come to the city of Baltimore and take this city by storm.
So when you and a bunch of other people came up with this idea,
right?
And what motivated, what pushed this idea? Where did it begin?
You know, like I said, Dr. Leaf kind of was like, you know, where is that youth empowerment movement that we saw years ago that you guys had? And that was a good question. And I got, you know, a lot of us got older. We got lives. We got children now. We got to take care of them. So we weren't able to do what we were years ago. And then I realized, you know what? We can still do that, and how do we do that? And so then we reached out to young leaders like the Corey McCrays and the Sarah Hemingers and Lionel Foster and all these youth organizations, young leaders, and say, how do we do this? Because Hassan's not going to do it. I can't change the world. It's not my role to do. I can be a facilitator of it, but how are we going to all do this collectively? And the Youth Commission and all these programs and young leaders said, you know what, let's do this. Let's take up the mantle. Let's begin to take this city back one neighborhood at a time, one young leader at a time. And so that's where the concept was born, right out of Darkened and Blue at a meeting one night. And then next thing you know, we're here today in your studio.
And all these groups are part of this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Everything from Sarah Hemingers Group to Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle.
Yep.
And so what do you think that what do you think the interaction – this is not so much to give them an interaction, is it? Or is it to get young people a chance to kind of pick – kind of look at with a spectrum of possibilities of where they can devote some of their energy to creating change in this community and building a community? I mean, is it more that, or is it more trying to get these groups together in a dialogue, or is it both?
It's both. I call it trifold because it's both of what you just explained, but also it's to formulate a progressive. We just saw LGBT community have their own center open up in the Belvedere area. There's no reason why, with the dilapidated buildings and things we have, that the mayor and the city council can't give the young leaders a building for a dollar like the Schaefer used to do, and to be able to have a hubbub of centers around this city that are run by young people, that are centers that house these youth organizations, that have a place for young leaders to go after school where they're not getting in trouble, to be on the internet, to have tutorials like they used to have back in the day. This is, you know, I see it blossoming even more than just that. But I think, again, I'm not going to try to assume what's going to happen tomorrow. Again, the young leaders will be bringing their plan together, moving this campaign forward. Not so much an older person like me, even though I will be there to help in any which way possible that I can. But I think
so. If you're
now,
older, what are you going to do? Wheel me in the room while I say hello to people?
Oh, I'm just kidding, man. We might have to Skype you from the old folks' home.
Oh, Lord. So now go back to what you're talking about in terms of the events that are taking place. How can people get involved, and what is going to happen in the next couple of days?
Okay, well, Thursday we're going to take the trip to D.C. We're leaving in front of City Hall. I'm telling them to be there at 8:30 because that bus leaves at 9 o'clock. If you ain't there, we're gone.
So people in school can't take advantage of this?
They can if they're going through an organization, and we do have permission slips with organizations like the Urban League, who are going as well, and the NAACP. So they can, if they get parent permission and assign permission slip. Baltimore County schools are still out at that time, so some Baltimore County. But again, it's for anybody that wants to go and experience that trip. Again, free transportation, free food provided by Darker Than Blue, going to D.C. and back. We'll be back by 3 o'clock. And then the event later on that night is from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at City Hall on the fourth floor. If people want to find out more information about it, of course, they can always call the offices at 443-863-8028.
And those offices are?
It's GCOM Media's office right now until we can get our own. Right, yeah.
So it's interesting that you this is something that you kind of you do this a lot, which I think is good. I mean, I think you're an example of somebody who I consider a young person in the city.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Who takes these kind of tasks on and to really kind of pushes an idea that we can create change and just kind of pull things together that need to happen. Like when you give out your awards every year, which you graciously gave to me the other year. You had in that room people who are white and black and gay and straight and conservative and liberal and radical and revolutionary together, mm-hmm. which is kind of symbolic of this little bit as well, of what you're trying to pull off.
Well, because to me, you know, and I get attacked about this on these airways and others about me being conservative, but I'm me. You know, I can't.
You call
help.
Yourself.
Right. I'm an independent, and I'm conservative and liberal. I'm going to give up the labels. You're right.
You need to give up the labels.
I'm an independent, but I just believe in what's right is right and wrong is wrong. And to me, a Neil Parrott, who's a pretty conservative Republican, is just as great as the guys of Mark Steiner, who I know the history of your radicalism back in the day. You know, to me, I don't differentiate because of your party affiliation or because you're gay or straight or anything. I look at the person in their soul because I know one thing's for certain, two things for sure. God created us all. And who am I to judge anybody knowing that I'm here put on this earth to do one thing, and that's to protect my son and raise my son the best that I can. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to be an example to him and these other young people who are coming up, because it is our job as this generation to pass down our knowledge to the next generation and try to help them and facilitate their growth. And, you know, I didn't really have that before in the elders besides my mom. I didn't really have those role models and leaders. Now I do. The crazy thing is I get 30 years old, I get into politics, and I have people like you that are role models to me. And who am I to take all that knowledge and consume it and not give it to the next generation? So that's all I try to do year in and year out, and you can say what you want about me, but
I see you're doing a lot of good work for this community. You know, I may not agree on everything you come in, but it's always good to have you on the air with us to go at it together and to talk about the future of the city, and I appreciate your commitment to it. So tell the folks one more time the name of the campaign, how to get to it.
The We Are the Dream campaign. Our website will be out in about 2 weeks, wearethedream.info. But you can call the offices for the trip or for the award ceremony at 443-863-8028. I'm Hassan Giordano, a.k.a. Mr. Politics.
And we'll put it all on our website at steinershow.org. Hassan, thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Folks, don't go away. We're going to take a very brief break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the oil spill in Arkansas. And what that has to do with our lives here and the lives of the entire nation. So stay with us. Don't go away.